Not true, not true. They even got a new Madeline here. Everything's off kilter. But there's one person that has never been off kilter in his life. He always plunges straight ahead into whatever he's doing. And I don't need to tell you anything about this guy, but I would like to say one thing about him, that through the years, he's always called me and a lot of other Madeline players up to the stage to join him in a jam session. And I think that is so cool that somebody that's that big a star will get you up there, put you on the spot, make a complete fool out of you, and let you go sit back down in the audience and have a beer.
Thank you, Tony.
None other than the great Sam Bush.
Thank you so much. I'm originally, of course, from the state of Kentucky, and you've heard of it? Okay. Grew up close to Nashville, Tennessee, and only Bowling Green being 55 miles north of there, and never realized, I just thought everybody got to watch Flat and Scruggs and Jim and Jesse and the Osborne Brothers and Bill Monroe on TV. I just figured everybody got to see, you know, them. And it wasn't until I got out on, you know, my own and started traveling around, meeting people, meeting other musicians, realized, you know, not a lot of people never saw Bill Monroe until they were, you know, 25 years old. And so I just feel real fortunate that I could, I grew up loving fiddle music and actually before I learned about bluegrass, I was already playing fiddle tunes on the mandolin, listening to a fiddle player named Tommy Jackson. And the mandolin player on his records, some of them was the great Red Rector, but a lot of them was Hank Garland, the great jazz guitar player, who didn't even really play the mandolin. He was just such a great musician. Tommy Jackson wanted him to play the mandolin, so he handed him a mandolin. And as the story I've heard, that Hank Garland would literally just learn the tune right then, straight from the fiddle player. So I guess in a way, I started off playing mandolin like a guitar player who's copying a fiddle player. But really, and so I guess that's why right off the bat I was playing a little differently just in that. I was thinking more in a fiddle tune kind of way. And then I got turned on to Bill Monroe, Bob Osborne, and Jesse, John Duffy, Roland White. And so I'm going to do kind of a fiddle tune. I'm sure we all know this one. And for those of you playing along, part of it's in A major and part of it's in A minor. Okay? Okay. It's called Cattle in the Cane.